Simon & Schuster presents The Secret Sunshine Project by Benjamin Dean. Read by Amanda Shadeko. Chapter 1. The Colours at the End of the Rainbow. So, before we get into this, there's one important thing I should tell you. I've been to the end of the rainbow. Okay, yeah, I know that sounds pretty unbelievable, and you don't have any reason to trust me just yet, but it's true. Sure, according to scientists and, you know, clever people, the end of the rainbow doesn't actually exist. Everybody knows that, right? We've all tried searching for that magical pot of gold, but no matter how fast you run towards it, the rainbow never seems to get any closer. Apparently, it's nothing more than an optical illusion, something that doesn't really exist at all. Except it does. I know the end of the rainbow exists because I've been there myself. I didn't have to go that far to find it. It was just a quick trip on the Victoria Line tube into central London. I don't think the scientists thought to look for it there, but it was right under their noses all along. In fact, the end of the rainbow is all over the world, in little pockets of colour that appear for short periods of time once a year before they vanish again. People in the know travel to these special spots and celebrate their discovery with each other. It's a happy place. A place to feel safe and sound, and where you can somehow feel both ordinary and extraordinary at the same time. Okay, I'm going to stop calling it the end of the rainbow and call it by its actual name now, so things don't get too confusing. This place is called Pride. I don't want to be biased, but Pride might just be my favourite place in the world. And I say that as someone who once went to Thorpe Park 4 times in a summer holiday. You see, Pride has a magic to it. Something that you can't really explain or describe. That you need to feel to really understand it. Sure, that magic can't last forever. I know that now after everything. But even for just a moment, Pride can make people feel like they're not alone in the world. My older sister Riley was one of those people. She's 16 years old now, but she knew she liked girls way before then. She didn't tell anyone, though. She kept it a secret. I'd noticed something was up. She's my big sister, and it's basically my job to notice. It wasn't like she was in a bad mood or anything. More that she just retreated into herself. Like she was trying to keep something from us. If we asked what was wrong.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?